A jar thuds on a table in Helen Domsky's office at the University at Buffalo. It's a clear, large, 1 gallon container, just like the ones you find in a grocery store, filled with crisp green dill pickles. But in this case, it's filled with a liquid solution and a preserved gray corpse of a sea lamprey.
Pretty gnarly looking. Here's one. You can see the teeth on it. It actually has teeth all over its mouth. And they're pretty fierce, you know. They really do a number.
Domsky is an educator for New York Sea Grant. She travels to schools and to public events to raise awareness about invasive species like the lamprey. She's concerned about a new report from the Great Lakes Fishery Commission. It says sea lamprey numbers jumped nearly 70% in Lake Erie in the last 3 years. The trend is the same in Lake Superior, though in other lakes their numbers are dropping. Mark Gaydon is with the Fishery Commission in Michigan, and he works with the Lamprey Control Program.
Lamprey is probably the worst of the invaders that have come into the Great Lakes. There's no question about that.
Each adult can kill about 40 pounds of fish in its lifetime. The lamprey burrows its tongue into the fish and drains out its blood. And they especially like lake trout. Before the lamprey control program began in the 1950s, more than 100 million pounds of fish were lost in the Great Lakes every year. Now that number has dropped to about 10 million pounds. So far, Gaydon says scientists don't have a reason for the uptick in Lake Erie and Lake Superior, but there are a few theories. One is that sea lampreys have more nesting sites due to habitat restoration in the Lake Erie watershed.
Kind of a two-edged sword. As we clean up the environment, it makes it more hospitable. So, you know, so some of the creeks maybe didn't have lamprey in them. But now, as we've really focused on water pollution and trying to control the pollution levels, we've really created more habitat for them.
Harsh weather could be a factor as well, making it harder to spawn.
The other thing, too, is the lamprey numbers went down significantly after those two very cold winters, 2014 and 2015, as you remember, were really, really cold. And so the numbers may have gone down just because, you know, in the spring, the streams were so cold.
But the past 2 years have been mild, leading to a better spawning season. Gaydon says there's still more work to be done to keep this creature at bay.
The problem with lamprey is that they are resilient. They work very hard to spread their range. They will find new habitat and infest it. There's lots of fish in the lakes for them to eat, and there's nothing keeping them in check except us. And that means that they're a constant battle. It's a moving target. The good news is we have the tools to control lamprey. The challenge is that we have to be out in the field, boots on the ground, and actually carrying out a control program.
His group is working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to get lamprey numbers back on track. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.